We are studying from Zohar for All, the portion of Emo, say, item 320, article Ki Yekalel Elohav, who one shall curse his God. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Again, Zohar for All, portion of Emo, item 320.
After we studied the introduction to study of the Ten Sefirot, it is clear the kind of intentions we have to activate from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. So we can ask that we be given some form of understanding of what it means to love the created beings, a step forward in something, to understand it. How to break through the indifference. Not even hatred. Hatred is advancement. It's beautiful. It's a revelation of evil. We don't have revelation of evil. We're outside of the spiritual degree, which begins with revelation of coarseness, with evil. Meaning we have to work in the current degree in order to receive the permit, the recognition of evil, and enter the spiritual degree. Let's try for the light to come and do something. And we'll move us from our place.
Item 320. Each and every person, if he curses his God, he shall bear his transgression. And one who pronounces the name of the Lord shall be put to death. It is written, "Hear, may people, and shall testify in you. Israel, if you shall hear to me, you will not have a foreign God in you, and you shall not bow to a foreign God." Since it is written, "You shall not have a foreign God in you," what is it that it's written, that you shall not bow to a foreign God? You shall not have a foreign God means that a person will not insert the evil inclination into himself. Anyone who comes to connect with him, a foreign God dwells within him. Because when a person connects with him, he immediately starts transgressing the words of the Torah and transgressing the faith of the Holy Name. And later he comes to bow to a foreign God. Therefore, since you will not have a foreign God in you, you will not come to bow before the foreign God, which is the evil faith of a person and transgressing the faith of the Holy Name. 321. Therefore, for he shall curse his God, he can claim that he was cursing a foreign God, the evil inclination that dwells upon him sometimes. And we don't know about his words whether it is truth or not. Therefore, he shall bear his sin alone. But one who pronounces the name of the Creator shall be put to death. 322. Therefore, why it is written, and he shall bear his sin, when it is aimed at the evil inclination? Shouldn't it be that his sin was forgiven? That's what should have been written. However, this is, as he said, just my God, and he did not explain that his intention is over a foreign God, the evil inclination. Therefore, it cannot be written that his sin was forgiven, since there is doubt here. If he says, for he shall curse his God without an explanation, this certainly means that he shall bear his sin, and he will not be punished. But one who pronounces the name of the Lord shall be put to death. Because on this hangs the faith of everything, and he has no permission to claim anything about it, that he cannot say that he intended another God. 323. Certainly the name of Havaya is the faith of the upper ones and the lower ones, and on that stand all the worlds, and on a little letter of Yud hang thousands of thousands and ten thousands of ten thousands of words of lusts. Therefore, the letters of Havaya are connected to one another. And how many thousands and tens of thousands of words hang on every single letter? And they ascend and connect with faith, with Malchut. And what the uppers and the lowers did not attain is hidden in them. The Torah hangs in them, and this world and the next world, he and his name is one. Therefore it is written, I shall guard my path from performing sin through my tongue. And it is written, do not let your mouth cause sin to your flesh. 324. It is written, no hand shall touch him, because he shall be stoned or shall be shot. If he is a beast or a person, he shall not live. As the Yovel, the anniversary comes, they will climb the mountain. And like the mountain of Sinai, which is a mountain like the other mountains of the world, and because the glory of the Holy King is seen about him, it is written, no hand shall touch him, because he shall be stoned or shall be shot. Moreover, one who approaches the king. And like Mount Sinai, that a person can put his hand towards him in a way of honor and fear, and it is written, no hand shall touch him, even in a way of honor. Moreover, one who puts his hand forward in a way of contempt towards the king. 325. Do not come near, take your shoes off your feet, because the place that you're standing on is a holy land. Moses, from the day that he was born, the upper holy glory was not removed from him. And it is written about him, do not come near. The Creator told him, Moshe, Moses, until now you're not worthy of using my glory. Take your shoes off. And if Moses is this way, that even though he was clothed with fear and holiness, it is still written about him that way, one who comes near the king in a way of contempt, it is moreover this way. 326. If a person curses his God, he shall bury his sin. When Israel were in Egypt, they would know on which ministers of the world they are appointed over the other nations, and each one of them had his own God. Once they connected with the knot of faith, and the Creator brought them closer to His work, they separated from them and drew closer to the upper holy faith. And because of that, it is written, every person, if he shall curse his gods, meaning one of the 70 ministers, and even though it is idol worshipping, since I appointed them to appointees who lead the world, one who curses and contempt and feels contempt towards them, certainly he shall bear his sin, because under my permission they go and stand and lead the world. But one who pronounces the name of the Lord shall be put to death. And it is not written, and he shall bear his sin, like with those 70 ministers. Rather, he shall be put to death. Mot yumat. Mot in this world, yumat in the next world. And for those 70 ministers, it's written, and he shall bear his sin. Because he disregards the actions, or despises the actions of my hands, he also despises the servants that I appoint. And it is forbidden, but putting to death is not obligated in that case. 327. On the path, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi have reached a place with water. Rabbi Yossi stepped into the water with his clothes, and he said that correcting the water holes that people do within their fields in order to pass the waters on, I wish they did not exist. Rabbi Shimon told him, it's forbidden to you to say so. It serves this world, and it is forbidden to a person to treat with contempt something that is used that serves the Creator, even if it is harmful. And moreover, if these are actions of truth, like those holes in the fields, that are parts of the upper providence, since there is a root for this connection up above. 328. And the Lord saw all that he did, and it is very good. And the Lord saw all that he did is written just like that, including even the serpents and scorpions and mosquitoes, and even those that seems like the harm doers of the world. It is written about all of them, and it is very good. They are all servants of this world, leaders of the world, and people do not know about it. 329. As they were walking, they saw a single serpent walking before them. Rabbi Shimon said, certainly this one is going to perform a miracle for them. The serpent ran before them, and he was tied with and he met a single viper on the path. They fought with one another, and they both died. When they reached them, they saw both of them laid on the path. Rabbi Shimon said, blessed is the merciful who provided, made this miracle for us. Because each one who looks at a viper when he's alive, or the viper looks upon the person, is certainly not saved from him. Moreover, if he approaches him, he said about him, no harm shall come to you, and no affliction shall be in your tent. And in everything, the Creator performs his messengers, and we must not treat with contempt anything that he did. Therefore, it is written, the goodness of the Creator is good to all, and his mercy is over all of his actions. And it is written, the Creator you shall be thanked for all of your actions.
If we say, love your neighbor as yourself, and I have to worry about the friend and not forget the intention, not think of myself. More than myself, it's written that I have to love him. His desires precede my desires. Okay, let it be so. So, at every moment, I am concerned that he holds the correct intention. That is called avut. Let's continue with that.
Article Chavatzelet v'Shoshana, a lily and a rose, 330. It is written, I am the lily of the Sharon, the rose of the valleys. How beloved is the assembly of Israel, the Malchut, by the Creator, that the Creator praises her, and she always praises him. And how many praises and songs did she always instill towards the king? Happy are Israel, who are gripped in the fate of the upper part, of the holy part, as written, for the share of the Creator is his people, and Yaakov is his inheritance. 331. I am the lily of the Sharon. This is the assembly of Israel, Malchut, called the lily, that stands in the magnificence of the beauty in the Garden of Eden to be planted. Hasharon, since she sings Shara and praises the upper king, Zerampin. And moreover, I am the lily of the Sharon, Malchut, has to be watered by the waters of the deep river, the spring of the rivers, Bina. As written, the Sharon became like the Arava, the prairie. Sharon means a flatland. A lily that is in the flatland is thirsty for water because the sun burns it. 332. The rose of the valleys that stands in what is deeper than all, the rose of the valleys is written, I have called upon you, O Lord, from the depths. The lily of the Sharon is from a place where the waters of the streams emerge from and never cease, from the place of the revelation of Bina. The rose of the valleys, a rose of that place which is called deeper than all, blocked from all sides, from a blocked place of Bina. 333. Initially, Malchut is a green lily with green leaves. Later, it is a rose with two colors, red and white. A rose, Shoshanat, with six leaves, arose since she Shoshanat, since she changes her colors, Meshanat Zvaeha, and changes from one color to another. Initially, when she wants to couple with the king, she's called the lily. After she's cleaved to the king with kisses, she's called the rose, because it is written, his lips are roses. The rose of the valleys, that she's changed and changes her colors, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, sometimes to judgment, and sometimes to mercy, din and rachamim. There are two states in Malchut. One is in the aspect of the two great illuminations. In one degree with Zerampin, who is green and equal to him, however, without chasadim. And then she receives from the left of Bina, and Zerampin from the right of Bina. She's separated from Zerampin and clings to Bina. She has chokhmah without chasadim, and she has to couple with the king in order for him to give her chasadim. Then she's called a lily. Two, after she came down from Bina and was diminished and has nothing of herself, rather, she couples with Zerampin and receives everything from him. Then she's called a rose, that she changes from the first state to the second state. A lily that stands in the magnificence of the beauty in the Garden of Eden to be planted. Then in the first state, Malchut clings to Bina. She has wisdom, which is all the beauty of the Malchut, even though she needs to be uprooted from Bina, to be diminished and to be implanted a second time below the Chazev Zerampin, and then she reaches the second state. She has to be watered by the waters of the deep river, because in the first state she is Chochmah without Chasadim, and she has to be watered by Chasadim, water. The lily of the rose of the Sharon is from a place where the waters of the rivers come out from, that she is cleaved to the revealed aspect of Bina, the left line, from which she receives the Chochmah, also after it is revealed as the revealed world. The rose of the valleys is the rose of that place which is called deeper than all, that she suckles from the deep, from the concealed, the blocked place in Bina, the right line in her, which is blocked from Chochmah, and she receives everything from Zerampin. Initially, Malchut is a green lily with green leaves, since in the first stage she's on a degree of Zerampin, green and equal to him, however, without Chasadim. Later, she's a rose in the two colors, red and white, since she has Chochmah and Chasadim, Din v'Rachamim, judgment and mercy, that she receives from Zerampin, her husband, a rose with six leaves, since she has the six Sfirot, Chagat Nehi, Shoshana, a rose, since she changes Mishtana from one state one to state two.
Well, how does it feel when you worry about the friend? Yes?
Andres from St. Petersburg, Andrei is asking, I care for the friends to have the right intention. Where here is the demand for the light? What should I demand?
Nothing. Where does it say to demand of the light? I care that the friend would hold the correct intention at all times in the best spiritual state, from the depth of his heart, integrate with him. I want to strengthen him, help him. That's it. What light? If, as a result of that, I understand that there should be some help from the Creator, then I pray, well, he who prays for his friend, beautiful.
If I don't have any connection with the light, can I still help the friend? If I don't have any connection with the light, can I still help the friend?
With whom you do not have connection? With the light?
Yes.
I don't know what it means to have connection with the light or not. I don't know. I look at the friend, and that's it. What is light? I do not understand. I look at the friend. I participate in his desire. I want to fulfill it. I want to help him, support him. His fulfillment depends on his intention, just as mine. So I do not work on my lack to cover it with the correct intention, but on the friend's desire. That's it. I want to provide him with my support.
Is that possible even if I don't yet have a hearty connection with the friends?
I don't know what it means, a hearty connection. What does it mean, heartfelt? In which heart? I don't understand what you're saying. Do I love Victor or do I not love him? Plenty. Like that, heartfelt connection. Has nothing to do with one another. If there is a goal, it covers everything. Let's continue. We have 10 more minutes.
Article, the sin of the tree of knowledge, 334. And the woman saw that the tree is good for eating, and it is a feast to the eyes. People do not know, and they don't look, and they don't watch. At the time that the Creator created Adam and gave him the upper glory, the upper honor, he asked of him to cleave unto him so that he would be one and with a single heart and in a single place of adhesion, and that he'll never change and never invert. And through this knot of a single faith that everything connects in, as written, and the tree of life is inside the garden, that he'll cleave unto Zeranpin, the tree of life, that doesn't have the duplicity of good and bad. 335. And later they deviated from the path of faith, and they let go of the single tree, which is upper of all trees, the tree of life, Zeranpin, and came to cleave into a place that changes and inverts from one manner to another manner, from good to evil and from evil to good, in the tree of knowledge, good and bad. And they descended from above downwards, and below they clung to the many changes. And they let go of the upper one, who is one and never changes. It's written that the Lord has made men straight, and they have asked for many calculations, meaning to cleave on to the tree of knowledge that has many changes. Then their heart inverted in that side specifically, since sometimes they were for the good and sometimes for the bad, sometimes for rachamim, mercy, and sometimes for din, judgment, as the thing that they clung to. And they asked for many calculations, and they clung to them.
So we're holding the same intention, yes? Let's help the friends.
336. The Creator told him, Adam, you let go of life and you clung to death. Life, as written, and the tree of life is inside the garden. A tree called life, because one who grips it never tastes the taste of death. And you clung to a different tree, therefore, death is before you. As written, her feet descend to death. For that reason, death was decreed upon him and over the whole world. 337. If he has sinned, why was death decreed over the whole world? When a person gets up on his feet, all creatures saw him and feared him, and were drawn to him like servants before the king. And he told them, let us bend and bow down and bless before the Creator who made us. They all followed him. Since they saw the person, the man, bowing before the tree of knowledge and cleaving to him, they were all drawn after him. Therefore he caused death to himself and to the whole world. 338. Then Adam changed into several manners, sometimes towards the good, sometimes to the bad. Sometimes he is upset, and sometimes he is content, sometimes din, sometimes rachamim, sometimes life, and sometimes death. And he does not always stand in a single state of one of those. And that was caused to him by the tree of knowledge. Therefore, it is called the blazing of the turning sword, from that side to that side, from good to evil, from rachamim to din, from peace to war. She turns into all sides, and she's called good and bad, as written, and from the tree of knowledge, good and bad, you shall not eat. 339. And the upper king, who has mercy over the deeds of his own hands, has reproached him and told him, and from the tree of knowledge, good and bad, you shall not eat. And he did not accept that, and was drawn after his wife, and was expelled forever, because the woman rises to that place and no more, and a woman caused death to all. The Malchut, at the time that she's in the Dinim, judgment, is called the tree of knowledge, good and bad, good or and bad. If he merited, it is good. If he did not merit, it is bad. And he was ordered to not extend the Chokhmah from her from above downwards, for then he shall die. Rather, a person should cleave on to the tree of life, who is his root, Ziranpin. And Chava, Eve, should cleave on to Malchut from the side of Rachamim, that is, cleaved on to the tree of life. And this is when the Chokhmah in her illuminates from below upwards, because the woman rises to that place, to Malchut, which is called the tree of knowledge. Indeed, when she is cleaved onto Zeranpin, she is the tree of life, like him. However, she took from him when Malchut was separated from Zeranpin, or more correctly, when she extended from above downwards, she was separated from Zeranpin and turned into death for them. As written, and her feet descend to death. 340. About the next world, it is written, it's written about the next world, for like the days of the tree are the days of my people, like the days of the tree of life. And at the time it is written, and death swallowed up forever, and the Creator has swept the tear from all faces.
Okay. Yes?
Pasha Moscow is asking, what's the right way to include within the request for the friends the whole world?
Again?
What is the right way to include within the request for the friends the entire world?
It's better not to get confused. Friends are friends. Anyone who goes further than that will not find the friends. I love everyone. You know how they say? More?
When you mention this, to think about the friends, I feel that I'm focused on the text, and then when I try to make this inner effort to think and be concerned about the friend's intentions, I feel as though I have to move some organ, like some limb, like a foot that went asleep. There's no emotion there, it's just pure effort. And the question is, in that same effort,
do you have some emotion when reading this text now? Etz Chaim? Do you remember what you read?
Well, I yearn for that, but
if I asked you about the friends, you can say, yes, I loved, I did not love, this way or that, at least in something. You have some sensitivity. But towards what you read in the Zohar, you have nothing. You first have to arm yourself for the correct intention, and only after you come to read the text. And you read it only on the condition that it does not spoil your intention. You go deep into it only to that extent.
And we'll move on to the next part from Tess.